on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
25 to 11, yes, it is Going Greyhounds on Christmas Eve, and we welcome in John Brash. Morning, John.
Kevin, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone. Welcome along to this pre-Christmas edition of Going Greyhounds, and of course, we've got plenty of action coming up over the Christmas period. We had to sail on Wednesday for the Sail Cup final. We've got the Silver Chief in full swing in Melbourne at the moment, and we've, of course, locally got the Gosford Gold Cup coming up next weekend, and we saw four outstanding heats of the Gosford Gold Cup last night, and the track really played fast last night. We had Federal Lily winning the first heat in 29-49, defeating Sky Wave. The second heat was taken out by Beast Unleashed for Jody Lagogiani in 28-90, lowering the track record standard there. Defeating champion model for Jodie Lord. She's Gifted for Deborah Coleman also went under the old mark in 29.01, defeating Nangar Ace, who got the run for Neville Brown out of box number three, qualifies for the final next week. And the evergreen Cosmic Bonus for Evelyn Harris was able to win its way through to try and defend its Gosford Gold Cup title. It won in 20-16, defeating Who's Got Class for Graham Jose of Victoria. So an outstanding field coming up in the Gosford Gold Cup. The box draw was conducted after the four heats last night, and the box draw for the final is Who's Got Class 1, Nangar Race 2, Sky Wave 3, Beast Unleashed has drawn box number 4, 5 Federal Lily, 6 She's Gifted, 7 Cosmic Bonus, 8 Champion Model, and the reserves Dual Karoma and Zipping Falcon. Tab.com.au have gone up with a market on the final. Beast Unleashed is $2.50. She's Gifted $2.80. Cosmic Bonus $4.80. Nangar Ace at 12. Sky Wave at 12. Champion Model at 12. Federal Lily 14. Jewel Karoma 16. And Zipping Falcon at 21. So Beast Unleashed has been installed the favourite at $2.50 for the final. Beast Unleashed is trained in the partnership by Jody and Peter Lagogiani, and we've got Peter coming online to join us this morning. Peter, good morning to you.
G'day, John. How are you?
Well, thank you. Peter, it must give you and Jody great satisfaction to get Beast Unleashed not only back to the racetrack, but looks as though better than ever after what seemed maybe a career-ending injury.
Yeah, John, that's right. A huge sigh of relief came over us yesterday at about 7:30. With a hock injury sustained, we got him back, and you're right, he looks like he's come back bigger and better than ever.
Of course, the Gosford track has been redone and a new surface there, and it looks as though it's playing very quick, 28.90. That's an unbelievable performance, considering he's had so much time off.
Yeah, that's right. Look, credit to the curators at Gosford. Curators don't get enough recognition these days. I think they get more baggings than positives. So good on to Gosford and what they've done with that track, the GBOTA and Jaron SW, a long time coming, really, but it's there now. So let's look forward to, a positive racing outcome at Gosford. But, yeah, look, to the track, the track was always going to suit our dog. It's a speed track. Once he's in front, he can run sections. And as we saw yesterday, and we saw at Sandown when he won the launching pad, he'd done it both ends. So, it's a sign of a good dog.
Yeah, I was going to say we knew what his ability was early when he won the launching pad in Melbourne, but unfortunately he succumbed to that injury, and you said it was a hock injury, and then there was some sort of another injury that he sustained. You were telling me in a pre-interview telephone call that the preparation was put even further behind.
Yeah, John, that's right. Look, he had a chip in the hock, and we couldn't get the vet round to operating on immediately, so a little bit of sinew grew on that, and then it attached itself to the ligament. So, there was a little bit of a drama there, cutting away at the ligament to get to the chip. Once that was all fixed up, you know, we gave him his 3 months off, and then we put him back in work, and he was feeling that good. The dog, we put him out in the paddock, and he sustained a bit of a fibula injury, so just high up in his fibula. So, you know, that was another 6 weeks, so that's why it took a little bit longer than normal. Look, he's overcome all that. He's overcome diversity, this dog. They don't have, you know, almost 6 months off and come back and do that unless you've got real talent. Mm. And we believe that this dog had the talent to race in the group races. So let's just hope he carries on now and remains injury free for the next 6 months, and we might have a stud dog on our hands.
Because there is food for thought that perhaps once they do an injury that they lose a couple of tenths in their ability, but it looks as though that hasn't really worried him. Had he shown you in pre-race trials before that he returned that he'd come back better than ever?
Yeah, John, look, both Jody and I, we sat down and with part owner Dawn, and that's why we bought the dog ourselves. We said to ourselves, if he doesn't come back as good as he was racing, you know, in his previous campaign, we're not going to put him in work. We'll just keep him at home and use him at stud ourselves and see what he does, what he throws. From his first trial, he just come back and he run what he run before, and he just got, as he got fitter, he got better. We spoke to Jason McKay and he told us what to do. And Jason Thompson, you know, at Ballarat said, just keep racing the dog. You'll get better and fitter. And that's what we've done. You know, you listen to the top honchos and once they talk to you, you know, you do pay attention. And that's what we've done with the dog. And he's shown it. So, yeah, all credit to the dog, mate. It's just, you don't get one of these. You get one of these once in a lifetime, a beast unleashed. So we got him. We're thankful we got him. We thank the Lord.
He came out in 4:25 last night, and nothing ever got close to that. And he ran 28:90 in winning by 5 3/4 lengths, defeating Champion Model. And no doubt, as you say, he may only get stronger as the preparation goes on.
We're hoping so. You know, fitness is the key now, and how he pulled up. Look, he pulled up a little bit flat this morning, which is understandable. You know, we've got 10 days to overcome that. It was very uncanny, you know, at Ballarat he missed a kick where he's generally a reliable beginner, and he come from, you know, from box one and hunted up underneath the field and found the lead. And I think it was just a telling factor at the end, you know, when you got Spring Bridge sitting on your tail. So, you know, yesterday he began a lot cleaner and he showed what he can run, you know, as he did at Sandown. You know, he run, I think the first section record's 4:92 there. By Fernando Ball, and he went 4:94. So, and he consistently ran around the 17.6, 17.7 to the bottom at Sandown. So, you know, you bring that form to Sydney, you know, you've got a serious dog, as I said. So, look, we're not saying you can go faster, but we're saying he's got to be fitter. That's all.
With the fitness, how much do you say will improve? How much do you think that he's got left in him from yesterday's run?
Oh, John, when they're running records and there's been a little bit of conjecture with the new track and saying, look, it's a little bit faster than the other. Look, whichever dog sets a time standard, you know, you think you got him right there and then, you know, you got him perfect. Look, he'll tell us, you know, that's his first 500 since the launching pad, since Sandown. So we're hoping he's going to find a little bit more. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But I think he will. I think he will with fitness and with racing. And, he's got a couple more lengths in him, we hope.
After the Gosford Gold Cup Series, have you got anything mapped out at this stage for him, or is it just race by race with him at the moment?
Yeah, John, at the moment, Jody and I are both just taking week by week, day by day with him. We're constantly overlooking the previous injury and just making sure there's no new ones. You know, he strained a back muscle at Ballarat. That's why we pulled him out of the consolation. So, you know, look, we're looking at Pools of Thunder. We're looking at Warrigal Cups. We're looking at, you know, we're just, so far we're looking at tomorrow, mate. And it's Christmas, actually, so that's a good thing, you know.
He'll get a rest along with you guys.
Yeah, he will, mate. He had a tin of sardines last night. He's got a tin of tuna today, and We'll give him a nice tub tomorrow. We'll give him today off and just let him relax and walk around the property and we'll give him a nice tub tomorrow and a nice rub out, and you know, that'll be his Christmas present. And you know, he'll tell us in the next 48 hours where he's at and what we've got to do with him.
Does he take much working in between runs at all, Peter?
Yeah, look, we generally slip all our dogs up our straight. We've got a you know, just a small, you know, 180, 200 metre straight that we like, you know, punching them up, and we do a lot of free galloping. So, you know, once our dogs get out in the paddock, we put them two out, and they just like to roam around and do their thing and kick up the dirt. And once we see them do that, we know they're ready, and we know they're feeling good, and their tails are wagging, so that's always a good sign. So, yeah, look, most of our work's done at home, you know, so we like to keep it that way where we control the environment and we go from there. Like I said, the dogs tell us what's needed.
He's going in as favourite for the Gosford Gold Cup on New Year's Day, and he's the $2.50 favourite currently ahead of She's Gifter. She was also impressive last night at $2.80, and you've got the Evergreen Cosmic Bonus, $4.80, third elect. You've come up with the middle draws, Beast Unleashed 4, She's Gifted in 6 there. So the speed's sort of drawn towards the middle. So how do you think he'll handle the middle draw box for the blue?
Yeah, look... if he comes out the way he does, I don't think any box would worry this dog, you know. Look, the Harrises have done a wonderful job with our Cosmic Bonus. You know, wow, you know, the old fella's still going and making group races, you know, it's a credit to them. And then She's Gifted, you know, I had the pleasure of actually handling her and training her along, you know, when I was down at Anthony's, you know, when staying out there for the... And she also made the launching pad finals with Anthony as a party, so... I know she's got the ability to that bitch. She goes like a rocket. So, look, as long as they leave him alone early, look, boxers won't worry him. He's just got to run his sections, run his race up front and let them do the chasing. I think that's the key to this dog. He's come from behind once from box 6 in Victoria, so I know he can come from behind. But, look, that's his go. He's got to lead. Once he leads, look, they'll do the chasing, and they've got to do everything right to run him down.
Well, it sounds exciting times with him coming back to top form in the heat last night, and good luck with him in the final next week. Before we let you go, it'd be remiss of me not to ask about the other kennel star, the million-dollar dog, Mystic Riot. How's she in her preparation in returning to the track?
JD would tell you that let's retire her.
Let's retire
her. But we've done a bit of work with her here at home now. She pulled up a little bit sore and ginger from the fall in the Melbourne Cup heat. She's had her first hit out Friday night after the last at Richmond, and she went as good as ever. So, she's coming back really nicely. It's all about confidence with this bitch, with Mystic Wright. So if we can get her confidence back to where it was... you know, again, she's a serious race bitch herself, you know. She's got a motor. She can run. We know we all saw that. And if we can get her jumping again, she's headed towards the Paws of Thunder also.
So she'll clash with Beast Unleashed in the Paws of Thunder.
Well, let's hope they can both meet in the final, eh? Wouldn't that be a blast?
It certainly would be for the kennel. Mr. Wright, you just said she lost a little bit of confidence out of the fall there at Sandown?
Yeah, John. Yeah, look, you know, being a little bitch and you know, she's a little trier. You know, she just went a little bit shy, you know, at home with the other dogs. And just in the last couple of weeks, she's actually, you know, got back to herself again and running around and bumping, you know, with the other dogs in the paddock and having a bit of a gallop and a little bit of play now. So... you know, she told us she was ready when we saw that, so that's when we started trialling her. Obviously, and of course, you know, we're checking her and making sure the soreness is completely out of her. So, yeah, look, we'll put her around with a couple of dogs down in the trials in the next coming weeks, and you know, hopefully she can do what she was doing previously, and onwards and upwards for her.
Well, Peter, you got a couple of serious dogs there, and it was great to see Beast Unleashed return in the form for you and Jody that he did last night. And good luck in the final, and good luck with Mystic Wright's return, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much from Jody and I, guys, and our family. We wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a a prosperous new year, and thank you very much for your support, guys. It means a lot to us. Thank you.
Peter, thanks to you and Jody for your time, and it's always a pleasure here on Going Greyhounds. That's Peter Ligogiani joining us this morning, and he'll line up with Beast Unleashed in the final of the Gosford Gold Cup on New Year's Day. Well, last Thursday night at Hobart in Tasmania, we saw the Australia's oldest classic run, the Hobart 1000 final, and it was taken out by Leroy Rogue, raced by Jeff Crawford in Queensland. And about 12 months ago, Jeff sent the greyhound down to Debbie Cannon in Tasmania. And Debbie's done a great job with Leroy Rogue over that 12-month period. And he's become the king of Elwick. And he's got that title now well and truly sewn up after the win in the Group 1 on Thursday night. And we've got Debbie coming online to join us this morning. Debbie, good morning to you.
Good morning, John. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. It must have given you a great thrill there on Thursday night, Leroy taking out the big prize.
It was absolutely sensational. I mean, I think the dog had won 19 on the track, and it was just, you know, words can't explain, you know, for an old dog like him to just keep performing. It was, you know, I was pretty well speechless, I must say, because, you know, so proud of him, you know, and I think... he's got a big fan base down here in Tasmania, so, you know, there was a lot of people sort of cheering him along.
I don't think it's only limited to Tasmania. Of course, he's owned in Queensland, and I think he's got a big Australia-wide fan base now.
Yeah, well, we sort of call him Queensland / Tasmanian dog, Tasmanian / Queensland dog. So, but you're right, you know, and Sky Racing have... really sort of, I think there's a crew there that absolutely love him. And you're right.
Mark Olmos is a big fan of him.
Yeah, and it's wonderful the comments that Sky Racing make every week. I think they've sort of been following him very closely. And I think it's mainly because he's a bit of an underdog. If you backed him and you for the first time, you would have thrown your tickets up in the air, you know, if you'd watched him race previous to the Hobart 1000, and then by the 340 boxes, you'd be picking your ticket back up because he's just that sort of dog that's absolutely amazing to watch, and he's a fun dog, you know, he's a fun dog to watch.
Debbie, I've called him many, many times here in Queensland up the straight at Capella Bar, and he's just not as comfortable on the circle, the two-turn, as he is on the one-turn, and that's how your association started with Jeff Crawford some 12 months ago. Tell us how the association started.
Yeah, well, it was wonderful. Jeff actually rang me and he said he's an older dog. And as you do as a trainer, you say, well, look, all we can do is see how he goes. But, you know, thanks to Jeff and Jane for sending him down. The rest is sort of history. He's a real one-turn dog. I don't think the circle track does suit the dog as much. And... I think he likes the straight and he likes the U-turn, and, you know, he's proven that for his age and everything considering to come down here and do what he's done. You know, there's not many dogs that can do it, let alone be, you know, the age that he is. You know, I think he's about 4 years and 8 months old now. So, you know, to do what he's done is remarkable. And, you know, I'm just pleased I got that phone call from Jeff to take the dog on, because it was probably one of the best things I've ever done.
And Debbie, you really, since he's been down there, you haven't over-raced him. You've really pick and choosed the races that he would go in. Of course, there may not always be a best eight or a free-for-all on the program, so you may miss out 1 week, but you've been really selective in the races that you put him in.
Yeah, I think he's sort of, I mean, it's probably, you know, sort of been a good thing that there isn't a top grade all the time. In his case, I think he's sort of, He does thrive on routine and everything else, but it's just trying to probably keep him clear of the two-turn. I just sort of think, being an older dog, and I think I did say to Jeff at one stage, we're better off having small bits of the pie than trying to go for these two bigger bits of the pie. And given the age of the dog, you know, you want to nurse him. You know, he's not a young 2.5-year-old. He's, you know, he's a 4-year and 8-month-old dog, so you really want to nurture him where you're putting him. And again, I'm a big believer in looking after the dog, and the small bits of the pie sometimes are better and they go longer, you know.
You were telling me when I was organising the interview with the other day that you really, really considered putting him in the national series, but you thought against it in the end.
Yeah, I thought against the Nationals for the simple fact is he's not a two-turn dog, in my opinion. He can win races in two turns, but when you're looking at, you know, the class that he'd be racing against, not only that, it's more probably the travelling. It's, you know, like it's a travelling over to Melbourne and then another 2 hours or so trip. I just sort of think, you know, it's going to burn him out, you know. You know, some dogs, you know, if he was a couple of years younger, you'd jump at it. But again, you try to sort of savour him and get the best out of him. But, you know, like, and as it sort of turned out, it's worked out for all of us. Plus two, you know, it was nice for him to come back up to Queensland and do well up there, you know, where who knows, if you put him in the Nationals and you burn him out, who knows whether or not he would have come back over there and done what he did and come back over here and done what he did. Who knows?
Well, he ran second in the heat last week, and I think a lot of people forgot about him on Thursday night.
I think they did, John. Like, I was quite shocked, like, to see what he was paying. I thought, hang on a minute, go back and look at the times he's ran at Elwick. I know that he doesn't begin, but he seems to find the front pretty quick. But, look, that was a good aim, and I just sort of thought it, you know, you just stick to the same routine. And I knew the dog, whether he come first, last or what, the dog would have given 150%. And, you know, I think going to the track, I actually said to Ted Medhurst, look, the dog's as good as I can have him. It's all up to him now. And one thing we know about Leroy Rowe is he'll give 150%, you know, and the rest is history again. You know, he's done it, you know.
And that's exactly what he did. A lot of people were surprised that he began so well on Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, he did begin well, but anybody that really knows the dog, as soon as he hits the track, his speed is out of this world. So sometimes it can be a little bit misleading. He did, the best thing about him Thursday night is he did come out not two or three lengths behind him, but he certainly wasn't the first dog out. But his, you know, his track sense and everything about him, like, this is what's so unique about Leroy Rogue is, no, he doesn't begin, but I think he's about the only dog in Australia that doesn't have to begin, because his speed, and as you would know through calling him and everything too, John, his speed once he hits the track is scary, you know. And he hasn't got the track record up there for no reason, has he, at Queensland?
So, no. That's, you know, exactly right. He holds the record on the straight track at 1922 at Capella Bar, yeah, and that is unheard of.
That is,
Debbie,
mate, amazing.
As you say, he's 4-year-old and 8 months. What about another preparation? How long do you think he can keep going? But while he's racing so well, I suppose he'll end up telling you.
Well, I think, I do believe, John, that if we don't get too greedy with the dog, I think the dog can go, you know, he's in a beautiful routine week in and week out. As we can all get a little bit ahead of ourselves and think we can win everything. He's, you know, I'll now prepare him for the Devonport Cup. That's coming up in a few weeks, and he does love that track. He actually made the Devonport Cup last year. And we'll just take it from there. Like, you know, I think with a dog like Leroy Rogue, you've got to sort of take, given the age, you've got to take week by week, you know. And, like, I travelled up there, I think, 2 or 3 weeks in a row last year, and it did take it out of him a bit. That's why he didn't end up going into the Hillsville Cup. He went up there, and I actually said, look, if this dog wins this week, I'll think about putting him in the Hillsville Cup, but he come third. And I thought, that's, you know, he's telling you he's a little bit worn out. So he is an older dog, so you sort of nurture that side of it. And I just hope, like I said, we all don't get too greedy and expect too much from him. Just enjoy week by week with him, you know.
What about when he finishes racing? Have you and Jeff discussed a stud career? I know you were telling me you've had plenty of feelers out from folk over there in Tassie.
Yeah, initially, like, when the dog came over, even though he hadn't won a heap of races, I raced him a few times, and I actually said to Jeff, I'd love to breed with this dog because I just loved everything about him. And, you know, Jeff said, oh, well, we'll see what happens. He might, you know, end up staying down there or whatever. As things have progressed and the dog's done so well, I'm still happy to have him down here. I know there's a lot of people that are down here especially. He's got a massive fan club, and I've probably had 20-odd people already saying they want to use him. But it all depends on what Jeff and Jane want to do. You know, I'm sure that if he goes back there and he's at stud, as long as I can get some straws, I'll be very happy. Mm, and I'm
exactly.
sure everyone else in Tassie will be.
Well, out of the recent Richmond auction, a couple of Jeff's pups related to Leroy brought top dollars out of the sale.
Yeah, look, I absolutely admire Jeff. I think, you know, he really knows how to breed. I had a dog here not long ago, it was a few years ago now. I actually won a Launceston Cup with a dog that he bred, like Chris and Sean. Sean Evans and Chris Nutt actually brought the dog as a pup, and I ended up racing it, and he won a Launceston Cup. And the funny thing was, he was box three in that too. So as far as I'm concerned, I think Jeff's a fantastic breeder, you know, what I've witnessed and heard along the way. And he must be just, you know, over the moon, you know, at what he's produced. And not only that, even in, you know, Leroy Rogue, you know, like... He should be very proud, and I'm just so grateful that they give me the opportunity with this dog, because, you know, I love the dog, I respect the dog, but it is all about the dog. You know, the dog's done it all. You know, he's remarkable.
Debbie, again, congratulations to you and Jeff. It's been a great ride over the last 12 months since he's been down there with you. Give him a pat from us, and we wish you the best
sure
of
will.
Luck going into the Devonport Cup, and may the luck continue with Roy as we go into 2019.
I think he's a very, very lucky dog that he's got all the Queenslanders and all the Tasmanians, and, you know, like, as you said, he's popular everywhere, but he is a Tassie/Queensland dog, and I think so many people have got enjoyment out of him, and I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And to you and yours, Deb. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
That's Debbie Cannon, the trainer of Leroy Rogue, who won the Hobart 1000 on Thursday night. Coming up at sale on Wednesday is the Sale Cup final at Group 1 level, the last to Group 1 of the year. And Neo Clio is the current favourite at 260. Strawn box number 6, ahead of Dinah Chance at 380. Bacali, the first reserve, at 460. Blackjack Neo at 550. Moody on Corner at $6. Black Impala, 750. Juniper Pearl, 11. And Van Ann at 23. Billy's Bake at 23. King Colt at 51. So the favourite there is Neo Clio, the fastest heat winner, at $2.60. We had at the Meadows on Saturday night the 8 heats of the Group 1 Silver Chief. The fastest heat winner there was the Vic Peters winner from earlier this year in Deliver, trained by Shona Thompson in 29 and 69. Other heat winners, Crackerjack Snip in 29.90 for Jeff Brinton, Panter Allen in 30.06 for Mark Delbridge, the Queensland-owned Rio Brave for Craig Schmidt and Dave Geale in 30 and 14. We had Rico Ablett winning for Andrea Daly, 30.03. Baruga Brett scoring in 29.80 for Brooke Ennis, Slingshot Hammer 29.93 for Brendan Purcell, and Here's For Me for Jeff Brinton in 30.04. So the line up in 4 semi-finals of the Silver Chief next Saturday night at the Meadows. At Sandown Park last Thursday night, they had the Laurels final at Group 2 level, and was taken out by the Angela Langton trained Circle of Dreams. Was the slowest heat winner the previous week in the couple of heats that were run. Of course, a couple of those races got washed out due to bad weather, and Circle of Dreams was able to win there, leading most of the way in 29.35 on Thursday night at the Meadows, at Sandown, I should say, Circle of Dreams winning the Laurels. And it was good to see Miss Splendor Miro back in winning form as well, winning the Free For All, turning the tables on Hasten Slowly. Of course, Hasten Slowly beat Miss Splendor Miro in the Group 1 Brisbane Cup, but Miss Splendor Miro was able to return to win there at Sandown Park on Thursday night. Well, last Tuesday up at Lismore, we saw the running of the Big Christmas Maiden there, and that was taken out by That's Little Bob, a greyhound by Dinah Double One out of Little Miss Flash, and it's trained by Dave Irwin. And Dave knows how to put a collar and lead around a Classic Greyhound, and Dave's coming online to join us this morning. Dave, good morning to you.
How you doing, Johnny?
Good, matey, good. That's little Bob. Went through the series undefeated. Looks a pretty smart pup.
Yeah, he's done everything right as such, breaking down, mate. We've had a lot of injury trouble with him.
I notice he's 2.5 years of age at this stage, and you're just getting him to the track, so he's had a few issues.
Yeah, he's had a few issues, mate. We're just going to try and stay on top of him, but they like you. You've got something one day and a broken down one the next, so you just got to keep going on.
Davey improved every run through the series, 23.81, and then he got that time down to 23.66. In scoring by 6 lengths, he absolutely flew the lids from box number 7 in the final, carved straight across, and the race was his pretty much just after jump.
Yeah, well, the 4.20 at Lismore, mate, if you don't get out and get on the bunny, you can get a lot of interference.
Davey's by Dinah Double One out of Little Miss Flash, and you've had a couple of these to race so far, and they have been showing promise.
Yeah, well, I got his sister. She's won 8 out of about 15, I think. Hasn't got his early pace. And then this fella. So I've got 2 out of the litter, and they've both been pretty good so far.
And, Dave, have they shown any indication that they'll get the 500 at this stage?
Well, little Miss Flash will get the solid 520. She was a good thing beaten on the same night. Run into a good dog at Kenny Staines. That's pretty well unbeatable there, and she ran a good second to it after getting into a little bit of traffic in the early part of the race.
Now, that's little Bob. You said he's had some injuries, but he's obviously overcome those now, and it's obviously a race-by-race proposition that he's had the injuries.
Yeah, well, we've got a little bit of a setback. I like to usually take him through my grades if I can, but if I do that and he breaks down again, he hasn't had a chance at other big races. So I'm in a little bit of a dilemma just at present which way to go.
That's what I was going to ask next. Have you got anything mapped out at this stage? You're going to take him through the grades or anything coming up that you're eyeing off?
Well, I'll give him a couple of looks at a couple of different places. He's never been anywhere but Grafton, and Lismore is the only other track he's had a look at. So I'll probably give him a couple of looks at a few different places and just see who's standing up and try and work out a program from there.
All righty. Dave, thanks for joining us this morning, and good luck with the team. As I said, you're never too far away without a good one, and this looks a promising litter to date so far, and good luck and continued success with the litter.
Thanks very much, Johnny.
That's Dave Irwin joining us this morning, and the trainer of That's Little Bob, who took out the big maiden at Lismore last Tuesday night. And of course, normally they go on, those sort of dogs that win that big maiden series. I know Fast Times for Tony Brett and Terry Hill came out of that series a couple of years ago and went on to be a Group 1 winner. So it's just a case of That's Little Bob standing up to those earlier injuries that he had. Well, that's another edition of Going Greyhounds done and dusted. And, Kevin, I'd like to wish everybody a very, very happy Christmas and a very safe Christmas. And we'll talk to you next Monday. I'm sure we'll have another big, exciting week of greyhound racing. And we'll cover all that here on Going Greyhounds next Monday morning on New Year's Eve.